The U.S. Supreme Court says colleges may offer more than scholarships to Division I football and basketball players. But today's unanimous decision does not address whether that includes salaries for athletes. Instead, the court blocked the NCAA from barring other benefits from free graduate programs to computers. We'll discuss the implications after the news summary. The Biden administration acknowledged today that it is falling short on shipping 80 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to other countries this month. So far, fewer than 10 million doses have been sent. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said vaccine supply is not the problem.
We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement. So, as we work with countries, we need to ensure that there's safety and regulatory information is shared. Some supply teams need needles, syringes, and alcohol pads.
In the U.S., nearly 150 million people have now been fully vaccinated. A tropical storm moved into the Atlantic Ocean today off North Carolina after killing 14 people in Alabama. Eight of the victims were children who died in a highway crash on Saturday. They were riding in a van run by a program for abused and neglected youth. By this evening, the storm was heading toward Nova Scotia. Severe weather also battered Chicago's western suburbs overnight, damaging more than 130 homes and injuring about a dozen people. A tornado struck Naperville and nearby Woodridge. The storm ripped up trees and power lines, knocking out power to more than 20,000 customers. Iran's incoming president, Ibrahim Raisi, has ruled out a possible meeting with President Biden. The hard-line cleric easily won Friday's election in record low turnout. Today, he rejected any talks on giving up ballistic missiles or support for proxy militias across the Middle East.
Regional issues or the Iranian missile issue are non-negotiable. Western countries have not been committed to the nuclear deal that was negotiated. How is it that they want to negotiate new issues? Our priority is our relationship with our neighbors.
Raisi called again for the U.S. to return to the 2015 nuclear deal and lift sanctions on Iran. In Japan, as many as 10,000 spectators will be allowed at events during next month's Tokyo Olympics. Organizers announced that decision today, even after Japan's top medical officials recommended having no fans present. But they said they will remain flexible.
The situation changes every minute, and we have to respond appropriately. Vaccination is ongoing, so currently we believe we can minimize the risks on the medical system. However, of course, there is a possibility the situation will change suddenly, and we would again have to respond appropriately.
Attendees will not be allowed to cheer, and masks will be mandatory. Spectators from abroad have already been banned. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard is set to be the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympics. Officials announced today that she will take part in the women's super heavyweight division. The U.S. team also has a transgender member, BMX rider Chelsea Wolf, but she is an alternate and is not assured of competing. And on Wall Street, investors put aside worries about interest rates and focused on the economic rebound. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 587 points, 1.7%, to close at 33,877. The Nasdaq rose 111 points. The S&P 500 added 58. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Taliban seizes more ground in Afghanistan as U.S. and allied forces are set to leave. How the crowded New York City mayoral race will test ranked choice voting. Major League Baseball's efforts to crack down on cheating pitchers and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.